You're listening to an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow. Live from the California Ballroom inside the Westin Bonaventure Hotel for the countdown to Wilder versus Fury, this is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Here's Matt Perrault.
As I told you guys, I wanted to talk to one member of the undercard today, and we get him really quickly here before the press conference. Jared Hurd, Swift on the program here on Pushing the Odds. Thank you for coming by. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. I thank you guys for having me.
All right, so I want to talk about the Lara fight. I want to talk about your career. I want to talk about your fight coming up on Saturday, but you have to tell me where the origin of Swift is, because you get marketing, my friend. You get branding, you get marketing. So where does the Swift logo name, where did it all start?
All right, here's the thing, man. Everyone has a miraculous story where they did so-and-so to get this name that they have for the ring.
Yeah.
But my story, man, I was actually at home. My parents came home with a list of names, saying, what's your ring name going to be, knowing I'm going to become a professional boxer? So we think of the names like Jared Absurd Hurd,
right?
Jared 24 Karat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things like that. And we didn't end up thinking one that night. So the next morning I came home and I started mopping the floor. I'm cleaning up the floor with a Swiffer wet jet.
No.
Oh, yes, man.
No.
Cleaning up the floor with a Swiffer wet jet. And my mom said, I told my mom, you know what? I'm going to name my name Swift. She said, Swift? Why Swift? I said, because I cleaned up, and I'm cleaning up my division. And that's how I got the name, man. We added Lightning Bolt.
Wow. That is how we get Swift, is from a Swiffer.
A Swiffer wet jet.
Now, please tell me Swiffer wet jets contacted you, and you have plans and down the line to be a marketing spokesman for Swiffer. Please.
Oh, it has to be, man. Look,
it has to be.
And there you go right there. Swiffer, man, is out there.
That has to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How about that? I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be the hook. It's got to be speed. Nope. That's an awesome, awesome story. Well, let's talk about your career a little bit and just where you are heading into this fight. How has camp gone for you guys?
Camp up is going great. You know, after my fight with Arizona Lara, I was dealing with an arm injury.
Right, shoulder, right?
Yeah, my left shoulder, you know. So we ended up getting surgery on it after the fight. And I had a six-week layoff, and, man, with inactivity. I shot all the way up to 190 pounds.
Oh,
but, you know,
big you.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Now. Already big for the weight class.
Right.
So right after we finished the surgery, man, we got right to work. We didn't wait for a fight date. We started getting the weight off. So we actually had a longer camp than we expected,
okay.
And we wanted to get one more fight before the year's out. Here we are, December 1st.
You mentioned your size for the weight class. For 154 pounds,
right.
Your shoulders being as broad as they are,
right.
What is the weight cut like for you to make weight? How hard is it?
It's not hard at all, man.
Okay.
You know, I keep on telling myself after this fight, I'm going to move up. But I make the weight so easy each and every fight, I never move up. What concerns me is the weight I put on in between fights.
Yeah.
I know that one time it may be a time where I get a little too drained.
Father time is going to wind up coming around, my friend.
Exactly.
Take it from a 41-year-old. Father time comes around. All of a sudden, you're like, damn, where'd that come from?
Exactly, man. And that's the only thing that worries me. So that's why I keep mentioning it.
Yeah.
But who knows when I'll move up.
So this fight against a guy in Jason Wellborn, I don't know much about. What have you guys done for preparation? What are you expecting to see out of him coming up on Saturday?
Well, we definitely want to show a different side of us. You know, this fight was a pick 'em fight for me, mm-hmm. for the style where it was best for me. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go out here and show my versatility, where I don't have to just be the guy to always walk you down, mm-hmm. and come forward. That's the style I developed to beat Arizona Lara.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to go out here and get back to the old Jared Hurd, back when I fought Frank Alaza, Oscar Molina, those guys. And I want to use my height, my range, and show a little bit of my defensive side also.
You have a great fan base.
Right.
And I was amazed in Las Vegas at the Lara fight at, one, your family's unbelievable. I was sitting in front of them. They were behind me. They are awesome. They are so loud and so into your fights. It's really fun to watch them and how into it they are. But your fans travel. Your fans, I'm assuming, will be in the arena for you coming up on Saturday. What's that like for you to see people gravitate towards your career, and they're wearing the Swift gear and they're fired up for what you're doing?
It's great, man. You know, my family is so close to me, and me being a fighter is having these fights on such a high level.
Mm.
It brings all my family around. It's almost like having a family reunion just at my fight.
Awesome.
So it's good to see all my family that's from out of town. You know, they all coming in, and it is happening twice a year. So it's a good, great way for me to stay into contact with my family, the ones I don't get to see all the time.
What do you see from the opportunity you're presented as being on this card, being on Fury and Wilder on a pay-per-view of this level? What are you hoping happens after to grow the brand, people make more aware of what you are and what you're doing?
Well, one thing for sure is reaching out to the UK fans.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing for me because, you know, I'm pretty big in USA, but I'm trying to go worldwide.
Sure.
And this is opening doors. A lot of UK fans are tuning in. And it's also on pay-per-view. So I'm trying not to be a pay-per-view co-main event. I'm working to be a pay-per-view star. So hopefully it's open the doors that I can one day have my fight, you know, with me and Charlo one day on pay-per-view.
Well, that's where I was going. Is that where you want to be? Is that the fight you want to make?
That's definitely the goal, man. You know, that's my Mayweather-Pacquiao fight for me. That's my big one for me. So that's the one I want. That's what I'm asking for, and I can't wait for that.
What's preventing it from happening?
You know what? The injury, and coming off a few camps with three camps in a row with southpaws.
Yeah.
I want to get back to moving with a right hand fighter.
Yep.
And kind of have a camp or two developing the style that I'm working on more, a little more defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Charlo got some crack, man. I can't just walk in there with him without being cautious. So trying to get back to the old split.
Very cool. The fight against Lara, I talked to you off the air for a little bit, but I kept on. I'm not a boxing expert by any means, but I kept on thinking to myself that there is a hook there to be had.
Right.
And it's if he throws it, and I'm almost yelling at you. I'm in second row in the ring. I'm just like, throw the hook,
right.
You finally did, and he went down and he knocked him out. How did you set up that finish?
Well, see, we watched the Angulo fight against Lara. That felt like that was the fight that he was the toughest for.
Yeah.
So I studied that fight every day. And we saw that him throwing constant left hooks to the body, was made him bring his right hand down.
Yeah.
For him to land a left hook.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we was trying to do. We was trying to land left hooks to the body, And he brought his right hand down. As soon as we did, we landed that left hook, man. It was a round too late.
Yeah.
If you had one more round, man, who knows what the outcome would have been. But
right.
We still got it done.
Did you feel like the scorecards, if it had gone to the cards, there was some question there because there were some close rounds early in that fight?
While I was fighting, I did it because I felt I was so busy and I felt like I was bringing a fight to him.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that I thought the round wasn't as close until I went back home and watched them. I could see why some people said they had it a draw up to the knockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, I still think the fight was favored in my way.
What does that say about your ability to knock out somebody that late into a fight?
It shows that I can carry my power late. You know, some just had the power in the early parts of the round. But me, I'm the type of fighter where all my knockouts come a little late.
Mm.
So as I wear my opponent down and later in the fight, I still carry my power.
All right, before I let you go, tell everybody who's buying this fight on pay-per-view who have not seen Jared Hurd fight, what will Swift bring to the ring on Saturday night? What is it like to watch? I know, I've seen it, but what is it like for the fans who haven't seen you fight yet? What are they going to see Saturday?
Listen, man, if you guys haven't tuned into a Swift-Jared Hurd fight, it's always action-packed.
Yeah.
It's always exciting. And listen, man, I done brought the storm with me here out in L.A. It's out here raining. So December 1st, it's definitely going to be a storm coming, so make sure you guys tune in.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Jared Hurd, Swift fighting, coming up on this undercard. Awesome stuff. Really appreciate you coming by. Check out his fight on the undercard. It's going to be awesome against Jason Wilburn. I really appreciate you coming by, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Take care, man. Really appreciate that. That's Jared Hurd on joining us here on Pushing the Odds. That was a real treat for me. I was looking forward to that conversation more than any other conversation we were going to have today after what happened in Vegas. An awesome, awesome talent, and really looking forward to seeing what happens with his fight. And I'm serious, guys. If you haven't, this is one of those things with boxing sometimes, right? You get the big high-profile stuff, you get the big deal, and people say there's not much there. And then after the fact, what are we going to see? After the fact, what are we going to see from the other card, you know, from the other fights leading up to it? And these are the opportunities that so much of us who are in this look forward to, because it's start to finish. When you buy the pay-per-view, you're going to see value, you're going to see some opportunities to watch these guys fight. So Jared Hurd's a guy who, I don't know how he makes the weight. He's so tall. He's got to be 6'4", 6'3", makes 154 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. You ask me to lose 50 pounds? How am I doing that? I'm not doing that to them right now. That ain't happening. I'm not losing 50 pounds, but that dude loses it, makes it look easy. He said he keeps on talking about moving up, and then he doesn't. He doesn't have to. Wild, wild stuff. More to come as we continue live on Radio Row. My goodness, how about that? Brian Custer first hour, Jared Hurd second hour, we're rocking. Lots more to come. Wilder Fury pay-per-view, Radio Row in Los Angeles, Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.